Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is episode 560 of the Overseas Connection podcast. We're a gaming podcast, and we're a bunch of mature gamers that are just off from center. We broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. You can find us on twitch.tv and mixer.com and YouTube. Just search for Overseas Podcast, or should I say OC Podcast, and you'll find us. I'm your host. I don't know why. Again, I think. Peter Chin, also known as the Legit Chinny. And it's the A-Team again tonight. With me tonight, spinning the decks, is Robin Tate.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year to you all. 2020. I've got my 2020 vision goggles on tonight, and I can see you clearly. Wow, another year. Here we go. Great stuff, oh. Pete. Everybody's sick. That's why it's us. We're the yes. We're hanging in there, you know. So
we're all healthy, apparently.
Yeah, and there's Kim.
Hey, yeah. Yep, there's me. Still here.
I hope you're sporting a calendar as well, Kim.
Two of them, actually. So,
Wow. Double pleasures.
I went a little nuts on the calendar buying, apparently. So, here we are.
So yeah, you can't leave it there.
All right. So, see the best way to do this. The first one is the Geralt cosplay. Was it Maul cosplay? I bought his calendar again this year, and he did another Witcher calendar. And this is Geralt Gaming. He's playing a Switch. You probably can't see that, but there he is.
Oh, cool.
So that was more for the pictures in the calendar, because as you can see, the actual calendar part is super freaking tiny. So, and last but not least, we have our Firefighter edition this year, and we did horses this time instead of cats. So we have Shane and Finn. I'm assuming Finn's the miniature horse, but I could be wrong. So there we are.
The horse's head seems to be in a precarious position.
I kind of thought the same thing, but yeah. So there you are.
Thanks for joining us tonight. You're listening to the A-Team again. We're bringing you some hardcore action. We've not got any Twitch followers or Podbean followers to announce, but we've got a couple of birthdays. Yesterday, Richard Natras.
Natras. The big man himself.
Natras. Natty. It was his birthday yesterday. I think he's about 62, isn't he?
He shrunk up like a little prune.
And also, Hank, who's a year behind him, Dan Natman, Hardly Dan! His birthday today. So I'm sure we've got a little tune to dig out for them, Robin.
Yeah, so Hardly Dan, and like a lot of us, and we'll talk about this in a minute, he wants to get back to his surfing, and he's looking for help to go surfing again. So if you know Hardly Dan and you're down in Devon, get in touch with him, and he wants to go surfing with you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oops. That'll work.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
We're going straight into it.
Yep,
fluid podcast it is tonight. Kim.
Yes.
Let us know what you've been up to for the past. You wasn't on last week, was you?
Yeah. I was on last week.
Yeah. I'll listen to it then. You tell us what you've been up to the past week.
Well, all right. Not a whole lot, actually. I finished the Witcher series. I had two more episodes, I think, when I was on last time. And I finished those. And let me tell you, it's great. I mean, if you like The Witcher and all of that stuff that goes along with it, I mean, if you're not into fantasy, then obviously this probably isn't for you. But, being a big fan of The Witcher, then, yeah, it's pretty good, I have to say. So, and there's talk that it might go for 7 seasons. So
what? 7 seasons? Yeah. How can they work that
7
out?
7 seasons.
I know, yeah. Normally they let the first two out just to see how, get the feelers out just to see if it's successful.
I find it
away.
I find it hard affording the 4 seasons, let alone the 7 seasons. What would the bedrooms be like in it? I haven't watched any of it yet, and I never got sucked into The Witcher like a lot of people did. Pete, probably you haven't played The Witcher, probably not. So
no, I've tried to watch the first episode of this TV series, and I've really struggled. So how many episodes do you reckon we have to, like?
At least the first 3 or 4. Yeah, because after that, then it starts to kind of make more sense. Because I can understand that because I read the books, so I know what the books and what the episodes are based on, so I kind of know what's going along. But yeah, somebody who's not read them, they're going to be kind of lost, because it does a lot of backstory to kind of get to you where they're at now. But I think the second season, they're going to hit the first book that's actually like a straight through story, so it'll make more sense. So
I find it a bit painful to watch.
Okay, well,
as long as you've enjoyed it,
but lovely for Witcher fans. Witcher fans. I mean,
well, that's it. Yeah.
I mean, over Christmas time, I've watched so much crap. I'm just trying to go through it all. And I had this really bad nostalgia 80s movie thing. So we went through the series we were watching. Finished off The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Brilliant, superb, and New Amsterdam, which is a pander to Judith, and The Crown. We finished it the other night. Yeah, rah. But the movies that I've been watching, I've watched Mannequin.
Oh yeah, nice.
With Kim Cattrall, okay, and that led me into Police Academy, the first one.
Awesome.
I mean, you couldn't make these things anymore.
No, they couldn't. We're all too politically correct anymore. It would never fly.
Yeah. There's so many that we watched this week. It's just terrifying. Good. I must actually go through the list. It's unbelievable. Some of the classic crap that I've watched. Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, brilliant. Awesome.
Brilliant. So, yeah, really, really good. So, for me, the last couple of weeks, and tomorrow is Back to Butts. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that statement. Yeah, Back to Butts, you know. No, it's a Northern Ireland thing. Yeah, in fact, it's probably a Ballymena thing, because I hadn't really heard it until I moved to this area. Back to Butts, back to the beginning, back to work, back to school, back to getting up early. And
normal
all
life, yeah.
So all the kids are back. All of the kids are back early doors tomorrow morning. I'm fully back to work. Everything kicks in, appointments and all of that sort of stuff again. So we haven't been doing a lot, like 2 weeks of nothingness. And lying in really, really late. It's been lovely. Even the baby has been sleeping in until 9 o'clock in the morning. It's not natural. But we've had a lovely time, and we've ate and drank, especially me, as I said to you, with gay abandon, Pete, with gay abandon. I've ate so much. I have drank so much. I was talking about the recycling. They come in every week and pick up the bottles. It sounded like the back alley of a bar when they were emptying the boxes with all the bottles. On last Thursday, it was just, come on, there must have been 15 bottles of wine and a bottle of brandy and a bottle of Bacardi and 2 bottles of Morgan Spiced and about 24 bottles of beer. Oh, dear, embarrassing. And that was just my box. So,
did you enjoy it all?
We had a good time. Exactly. Good time.
But now,
the things are behind me that I bought, my new treadmill and my cross trainer and the bits and pieces and bike, it's started now. So every day I've said to myself, I have to get myself back into shape, because I broke the 15 stone mark. Yeah, I know that doesn't mean much to you, Kim, but to Pete, yeah, I broke the 15 stone mark for the first time in my life.
Well, I know that's not good. So.
Well, yes. Yeah. What's 15 times 14? There you go. Multiply it up there. So 15, 14s. And I've never, ever, now just over it, no more. 15 times 14 is £210. Is that right? Yeah. So I'm getting, anything over 200 is not the way you want to be, huh?
Exactly.
Perspective then, how heavy were you when you went through your weight loss thing with...
lighter than this. Probably lighter than where I am now.
How high did you get to? What was your...
14. I think I got about 14.10. I think this was the heaviest I ever got to.
And what about your lightest?
As a baby? No, as an adult, 13. 13.1. Yeah. So that's where I want to get back to again. So, and I mean, you wouldn't believe it, but I used to run... half marathons and marathons regularly. It was, you know, every once a month was a half marathon from springtime onwards, from January onwards, and the Belfast Marathon several times and lots of stuff. So, but my problem is, I've heard, whatever is either out of practice or just my feet aren't there again, but the pads of my heels and I've been terribly sore, especially my left one, after running. It's as if I've bruised them as I've been running on them. And the cross trainer seems to be more gentle. And I've spoke to a chap in my office, Brian Lynch. He's the head of our dispatch department. He organises all the lorries. He is now 62 or 63 years old. And he currently holds the world record for the mile. For the age over 60 bracket, and has broken the world record several times at the European Olympics or an Olympic or European track and field events, stuff like that there. So he's spot on. And he says two things. He's from one that is probably the treadmill. It's more harder on you than the road. And you just had to practice and work with it or get a tennis ball and sort of massage it. I don't know about that. Yeah. But I'm just going to stick with it. I think it'll come back to me. But when all the time I was doing all the miles, so I would have ran probably 20 to 25 miles a week, just generally, like Monday, Wednesday, Saturday or Sunday. I never ever had any problem with my feet. And it's maybe the bit of extra weight, and it's maybe out of practice, and maybe my age. Isn't that friggin' sad? Age.
Oh no, I'm right there with you.
Age.
We will get to that point.
Well, every time my feet breaks or pops.
My brother's 60 at the end of the 29th of February, leap year boy, so I've had more birthdays than him. And we're going over to London for that event. But that's terrifying that my brother will be 60. I'm still 30-ish in my head somewhere in there. So I don't know. It's terrible.
Is he as active as you?
He's very well. By the time he was 30, he was completely white grey. The colour had completely gone, and it's thinned quite a bit. We look quite similar as I'm getting older. I'm starting to look more like him. He's very London now. He's a big senior architect in London, and he has the London way about him. If you know what I mean, Pete. Nice lad, but he's very London now. So. Looking forward to that. What about yourselves then? Over Christmas time and New Year, Pete, you said you weren't well as well.
Yeah, I've had a couple of bouts of feeling unwell. So, but we've spent a lot of time at home with the family, all different members of the family actually have met up at different stages over Christmas. And I think it was my mum and dad. Never went to a pub over Christmas. At all, and you know, I used to go out quite a lot every Christmas to a pub and see friends and stuff. But we've not got round to it. Huh. We spent a lot of time at home, like you, firing up the coal fire. Just watching TV. There's a TV series that I've binge watched, and we loved it. I don't know whether you've heard of this, but it's called Top Boy.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's set in London.
London.
Talking about London again.
Yeah.
And it's about street gangs.
Oh, I'm talking about Hampstead London, not street gangs. You do understand that, yeah? Okay. there's a slight difference there. Both just as bad.
Opposite ends of the scale.
Yes.
it's set in concrete jungle. It's all about street gangs. Drugs, money, violence—typical, just typical gang warfare in London. And it was first aired on Channel 4, I think, but now it's on Netflix, so you can get all of the TV seasons on there. And it's really good. It's got some good twists. You do really feel sorry for some of the characters. You know, they go through hell, and people are probably having this life every single day. It is a bit sad, but it's real. It's a real good TV series. You should watch it. I think there's a fourth season that's been made. It's definitely worth a watch if you've not seen it before.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I will. The other things that I watched was all three John Wick movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. I hadn't seen the third one, and I only watched part of the second one. First one's friggin' awesome. The second one was a bit weak, and the third one was really, really good as well.
You think at the end of the second, how is he going to cope with everything at the end of in the third?
It's stupid. It's a stupid movie. They're all stupid movies, but they're brilliant. It's kind of cool, and I love that it's romanticized underground that these guys all have this unwritten law, and there's this old Commodore 64 computer that sends out the hit orders on people in this office with all these ladies dressed as if they're in the 50s, like an old World War II room with the phone lines and stuff. Yeah, but just it's fun. It's fun silliness, and with a glass of whiskey in your hand, great stuff.
Nice.
I was like, Fallout, Coco, Jerry fucking Maguire, Bill and Ted, Flip Me, Coming to America, got a blast. Working Girl, gotta go as well. Hudson Hawk, got a whiz.
All right.
The Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger about cloning.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yep. The Dish.
Never heard of that.
The Dish is about Australia. The Dish is probably burnt by now. It's about this satellite, this big massive dish up into space, right? And it's set in 1969, and this observatory was there, built just by the local town as almost as a folly. But it turns out that they were key to transmitting or retransmitting the signal from the moon landing, the Apollo moon landing, because when they were landing and getting off coming down the final bit, America was on the world was facing the wrong way, so the signals were beamed from this little place in the back end of nowhere in Australia to Houston, and it's about these guys, these sort of nerdy Australian guys in this dish, and how it's an important thing and the whole town's good, and some guys from NASA come in, and it's really cool. And the lead guy in it is from a Jurassic Park 1, the main scientist guy, Sam Neill. It's a lovely, it's not a big exciting film, but if you're interested in spacey stuff, it's lovely. And of course, we also had A Wonderful Life playing in the background on several occasions.
Yeah, that's a good film, isn't it?
So that was Christmas for us. It's nice. It's all done. Day after Christmas, day after Boxing Day, all the Christmas stuff came down. That was great just to get it away. I was out earlier on and came back, and the house about half a mile away from us, I can see in their big tree outside, they've still got all the lights in it. So that means probably all the Christmas stuff's on and still inside. I just can imagine going back to work and having it. Deal with all that stuff. And I know it's supposed to be, was it 10 days after Christmas or something, or 14 days after Christmas is when you're supposed to take the stuff down, but like comes out like a day or two after Boxing Day, I can't be bothered looking at the stuff. I want it gone.
You have to just look fresh afterwards.
It's amazing how quickly you go off Christmas music and looking at Christmas trees and the whole thing, and turkey and all this stuff like that. There
sounds like we've all had a good time then.
Did you get anything really nice? Did you get stuff?
You got your
VR and stuff, of course.
Yeah, that was for my birthday. But for Christmas, we did Secret Santa. We did this year, but me and Shell brought a couple of things extra for us. But
who got the dildo?
At me.
Go figure.
Yeah. I've got a Commodore 64 emulator.
Oh, lovely! The wee mini one, the miniature one.
Yeah. Miniature one. I've got that. I fired that up and give that a whirl. Played a couple of what's the mole game? Oh, what's his name?
Not Adrian Mole. Something Mole.
Monty Mole.
Mole. Is Uridium on there, or Spin Dizzy, or?
He's on there. Yeah, I played that.
Chucky Egg. Brilliant.
I played a few games. It's really good. So I've had that, and I've also got a voucher for a spa day. I've always wanted a spa day. Don't know what, but just always wanted to go to one. So we've got to book that.
Well, if it's anything like my and Greg's experience, you'll not be able to walk straight afterwards for weeks.
Oh no! What about you guys? Did you have anything nice?
Well,
I got a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Well, my big TV was my main thing, I suppose. One of the nice things was one of the, I suppose, an intangible thing. One of the girls that we fostered, who now lives in Manchester, she's a social worker over there. They came to visit with her now fiance, which they got engaged over Christmas, and they're getting married. And we've been invited to the wedding. Now, it's not this year, but next. But they're booking all the bits and pieces. They're going to have it in Greece and Rhodes. So they were over to tell us that we're going to get married and whether we come along to the wedding. And that's lovely because that's a real success story. You know, foster kids that have moved on and really made something of their lives. So that's a lovely Christmas present for us. Yeah, so the kids have been mad on the Switch lights. Now, they are fucking Fortnite machines. It really annoys my tits. That's all they play is Fortnite on the Switches. And then they play in the morning and then they go, can we go out to here? Out to here, because there's Xbox inside, but they'll come out here as well and play Fortnite out here too. And they have Luigi's Mansion 3 and they have the Super Mario whatever it is world and they have Mario Kart and that we already had and a whole pile of other stuff. But it's Fortnite.
Great just games.
Don't
as well.
Get it. Oh. I mean, I'm sure it's fantastic and they're getting a kick out of it, but oh dear, could you imagine just nothing but Fortnite? No.
They should have done that. You know that season finale where it all crashed for a few days. They should have done that around Christmas. Get the fuckers off that game and start playing some others.
But I don't know. What do you do?
Would have been nice. Could have got some shit for doing that, I think.
Anyway.
There we go. Anyway, while we're on games, let's move on to our game time.
Oh, okay.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Okay, because PlayStation were being dicks last week, we didn't have any information on PlayStation Plus monthly freebies. So, Kim, would you do the honors and going down the rest of that list, please?
Sure. Your PlayStation Plus games for this month are Goat Simulator and Uncharted, the Nathan Drake Collection, which I think I have both on one system or another. So,
yeah. It's a great one there for somebody that maybe was never had a PlayStation before. So say somebody that's going to buy a PlayStation now and buy a cheap one, get that. That's a fantastic collection. But I'd say every PlayStation owner, a lot of them pretty much have that. No, but nice to revisit the HD versions of it. So, pretty good.
Yeah, I actually haven't. I think I started the first Uncharted and lost interest.
Nah, two is fantastic. The first 20 minutes, half an hour of Uncharted 2 is just out of this world, and the rest of the game is great as well. But the way it opens is just wow, bro, play.
Maybe my problem was I started them right after Tomb Raider and the reboot, whatever you want to call it, and it just didn't. It didn't hold me.
No, I would leave out one, go straight to two.
All right, I might try that. Mm. All right, your Twitch Prime games for the month are Anarchute, Ape Out, Dandara, Enter the Gungeon, Gato Roboto, Heave Ho. Sends a theme here, and I'm not sure why. Kingdom New Lands. Ooh, that's a good one. A Normal Lost Phone. As opposed to an unnormal one, but all right. Splasher and Witch Eye. I suppose if you get Splasher, you get Witch Eye. I don't know how that works. But anyway, those are your Twitch Prime games.
The Kingdom, Kingdom, because you're into those games, and I've never played one. So what are they?
Yep.
Hello, Cat.
It's a side-scroller, and you're a guy on a horse, basically, and you have to build up your kingdom.
Oh, is this like is it like 8-bit, 16-bit sort of thing, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Something like that, yeah. And of a night, like, raiders or whatever will come out of the woods and they will attack your little base, so you gotta go and build it up and you collect more coins and you can make stuff better. And the trick is you go all along, and as long as you don't ever get killed, you're good. But the moment you get killed, you have to start all the way back over.
Roguelike.
Yeah, so I never got far. That's why I never finished it, because I'd get so far and then I'd get killed, because I think it gets a little harder as you go along. But I never got that far, because I always managed to get killed and have to start over. Mm. And it kind of aggravated me. But it's a good game if you like those things.
Okay, thank you. What else?
Yep. Stadia Pro, we have Rise of the Tomb Raider 20-year celebration edition and Thumper.
Yeah, well, I bought
not about a rabbit, I suppose.
I bought Thumper. No, it's a really... People rave about it, and it's probably in VR. It'll probably be very, very good, Pete. It is a rhythm, music-y, thumping game in VR. Okay. It'll probably be pretty cool in VR. But I bought it because it was cheap to see how... Just to show off to people how quick Stadia was. You know, you bought it, you play it straight away. Yeah. And the Rise of the Tomb Raider, that's 20-year celebration edition. And I've got it, I've claimed it, I haven't played it yet. I'm wondering, is that like the Uncharted collection, or is that the latest? Is that the latest game, or what was the very latest?
Was it Shadow of the
Is that right?
Tomb Raider?
So that's not in that. So that's just like all the games in a collection. I don't know. I don't know.
Or a bunch of extra stuff, maybe.
I was hoping that was the new game. Anyway.
No, I think the new one is Shadow.
Okay. Yeah, right.
And I think Street Fighter did something similar. They had like Street Fighter 2, 3, Hyper Fighting and all that jazz, but they didn't put Street Fighter 4 or 5, I think it was, on. Yeah, it was just all the old games that were in that old retro era. Maybe that's what that is in that collection. Who knows?
I don't know. I'll look at it. Yeah. It's like the Stadia is turning into a friggin' Tomb Raider machine. Because that's the second Tomb Raider game they've given away free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. Bongo the Sane.
Oh, yes.
What have you been playing this week?
Oh, well, I want to talk a wee bit about Call of Duty.
Okay.
And I know you've now finished this, Pete.
I have, yeah.
And the reason I want to talk about it is I have been playing quite a bit of the single player.
Okay.
And I gotta say, it's really, really good. I did play a bit of it last week, but I've been playing quite a lot. I've been trying to like an hour and a half a day, and trying to set aside to play a bit of gaming when I've been off. I know it's not that long, but God damn, it's pretty darn not ropey, intense in places.
Now,
I think I'm really well in now. So I've killed one of the bad guys in a mine who had a bomb close by him. Yeah, so if you know where that bit is. And the mine went on fire and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, so that, I'm just after that, and some of the set piece scenes have been absolutely fantastic. Like there's a sniper scene when you're sniping over a road, and I just thought that was just so well done, so fantastic. But there's bits there where these insurgent alleged bad guys are there, and they attack towns, and they're killing innocents and children, and the talk is all you just kill everybody and all this sort of, and then the gas stuff, bits and pieces, and the bit in the house. Well, there's a bit in the house with the little kids,
yeah,
and they have to get out of that house and stuff like that there, and the things that they have to do.
Yeah,
man, people would joke about kids, you know, oh yeah, I'm playing Call of Duty, but no kid under 14 or 15 year old should be playing that single player. Multiplayer, let fire on and let you away, but that single player is very, very adult. And I know the thing in Modern Warfare 2 way back, there was the No Russians thing where they were going through the airport just killing people. But I think this is much worse. Is it worse? Shocking. More shocking than that. And again, it's very mature, as in some of the subject matter is, you know, who are our enemy? You know, there's a mind process going on there as well about, you know, are these insurgents, they're bad, but all of a sudden they're good, and they were good, they're our allies, and now they're our enemies, and should we be here or not, and all of those questions, which are very, very topical just at this moment in time as well, about, you know, and challenging other countries to what they're doing. But anyway, I'm not getting into that. Yeah, it's fabulous, but it's shocking.
I think it does pull at your heartstrings. I find that with Call of Duty that it just gets even more testing and not just the story mode and how much it pulls at your heartstrings and how you know it is bad stuff that it touches on, and it's not just that, it's the intensity of the game. I found that I missed a lot of the actual story itself, or just with trying to listen to the dialogue people speaking and what you know, all the like the abbreviated code words for all of
yeah,
the,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
So like, it was just non-stop, and some of it make out, and I was just like, oh my god, is it just me getting old, or
No. Again, I mean, there was that other piece. There was that other big set piece around the embassy, where the embassy was being attacked, and they had to guide some people through it. And the bad guys come in and, you know, start killing the staff. And this is not spoilers. This is Call of Duty. You know, this sort of stuff's going to happen. And there's one bit you have to escort this young girl out, the office worker out and behind photocopiers and different bits and pieces. I just find that really intense. And it just brings home, like, you know, if you joined an embassy somewhere in the world to do a secretarial job, or you were the cook in the embassy and some of these baddies come in, you know, that's what's going to happen. You know, that's just... Anyway... It's excellent. I would I recommend people playing it, but play it under advisement. Don't play it around the kids. No. Definitely not.
You know, and don't play it for your kids.
Yeah, don't let your kids play the single player of this. Just don't. Just don't.
No.
So, yeah, that's Call of Duty for me. I think I'm coming close to the end. I think it sort of feels like it's starting to wrap up.
Yeah, you're not far at all. I thought the campaign was... I didn't think it was short. I think it's a decent length of time. It took me about, I don't know, 10 hours, something like that.
Okay.
I found it difficult. I can't remember what difficulty setting out it on. Not the easiest one, the one up from that, I think. I like a little bit of a challenge, but it's tough. I liked it.
Yeah.
What else have you been playing?
Oh, what else have I been playing? Oh, yes, okay. Something very, very different. So, time for me is the biggest thing that my biggest asset and my biggest thing that I appreciate the most. And for some reason or another, I decided that I was going to give the trial of Apple Arcade a whiz because I wanted to play What the Golf. It's on the screen right now, and it's a golf game like no other I have played, and I have been giggling at my phone. So I've signed up for the 3 months of Apple Arcade. It gives you access to 100 games without any pay to win or looking for you to buy extra stuff for the game, and they're the complete games. And again, they're all phone games or mobile games, but this won a lot of awards. And it's so brilliant. I mean, like the first hole, you go, you put the arrow pointer in the direction of the flag, and you pull back the power lever, and instead of the golf club hitting the ball, you hit the ball, and you have to get. It's just like the club has whacked you, and you're the golf ball, and you have to get to the hole. It's so unbelievably funny. There's levels today of that I was playing, and it was from Super Meat Boy, like replicas of Super Meat Boy and Mario World. So, and you had to hit the golf ball. The little golf ball was like Mario, and you had to beat off the bricks and jump over it. There was a Flappy Bird level where the golf ball was like Flappy Bird. To get to the hole, you had to hit. There's a soccer one. It's so original. It's funny. Very, very good. Well, very, very well done. What the Golf. I would recommend that. Try your free trial on your Apple device. It is available on PC and stuff, but I think it's perfect for touch control. Oh, very, very funny. Oh, there's one, a level from the moon to space. Oh, you can unlock little secrets and levels, bits and pieces. So, yeah, lots of fun stuff. There's an Angry Birds level. You had so many stuff. So, yeah, there's Portal. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, lots of... Cause that's, what's that one? Super Dead. Super Hot. Super Putt.
Super Hot.
Yeah, Super Putt. Yeah, so, I recommend What the Golf. What the Golf's very good.
Nice. Keem, I didn't hear you mention anything about Call of Duty. Have you been playing on online multiplayer? Or
Yeah. Well, I've been playing. I did both. I played a little of the campaign. I got to the part where you had to blow up the two helicopters, and that's all the farther I've got for right now. So I haven't got very far, but whatever. And I've been playing some multiplayer, and, well, as usual, ending up at the bottom of the leaderboard and getting my ass kicked. But it's fun, or mostly. There's one map, Shipment. It's a really small map.
Oh, yeah. It's
and we were playing...
It's a Modern Warfare 2 map, which just came back again. I think it was Medivh even been in original Modern Warfare. And it's... Well, you can tell them. You tell them, Kim.
It's tiny. I mean, I spawned and died.
You spawn, you die.
And there was bad guys already in our spawn. I mean, you just die. I think I died like 45 times in the little bitty match.
That's the way it
is. I think it's domination.
And the match is... Yeah, oh, right, okay. So like, the single-player version of it, like, your lone wolf thing is over... The whole match is over in about 45 seconds. It's just nutballs. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I got, like, I don't know, 20 kills. So, you know, for dying 45 times, I killed 20 people. That's not so bad, at least not for me. So, I mean, you know, it's Call of Duty. I get my ass kicked. But it with the right group of people, it's fun. Mm. So, yeah.
I need to chop this game in now. I've done the campaign. And I'm thinking, do I just hand it into the smelly shop and not play any of the online multiplayer? But everybody seems to be going for
this. It's really good, Pete. It really is.
Because I know addictive. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What else have you been playing, Kit?
I've been on kind of a Witcher streak. So I watched The Witcher and I got through that and I'm like, okay, now I want to go play as The Witcher. So I fired 3 up because I still haven't finished it. It's been out since, I don't know, I looked today and I think I've got a save file from like 2013. So yeah, it's it's been a while. So I'm starting that again. Like I said, I've got to get it finished. It's bugging me now. So I've been playing on that one. I just finished the Tower of Mice. I don't know if anybody's played it or not, but it's the one where you go to the tower and it's full of rats. And of course, there's, you know, scary shit there. And then you've got a quest to do to clear the tower for, one of the sorceresses and yada, yada, yada. But anyway, I've started that again. My goal is to actually finish it since I have Red Dead 2 finished now. So, you know, like I said, I'm kind of ashamed. I fired it up my save file from, like, back in 2014 or something. So, yeah, I should finish it. And for shits and giggles, I re-downloaded Steam the other night on my laptop just to see what it would do. And I actually started to play the original Witcher game.
Wow.
It actually played it. It was smooth and everything. So I was kind of... Admittedly, it came out in, like, 2008. So, you know, it's kind of an old game by comparison. I don't think I could play The Witcher 3 on this by any chance. But I started playing it the other night, and I don't know, I played it for about an hour. So...
And is the controls and stuff much different, Kim? And
No, not really. I mean, I can't use the controller, or if I can, I haven't figured out how. But I could use like just the mouse, and so that was, you know, easy enough for me to handle because I'm not a mouse and keyboard type of person. So yeah, it was pretty smooth. I mean, I figured it out. So I mean, you use the mouse to control Geralt, and you click the button.
Oh, lovely.
We've lost Kim there. Oh, no.
And she's coming back.
I got talking about too much Witcher and died, apparently.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
It's too much Witcher, and they cut me off. But, no, if you're not a keyboard mouse person, you can just use the mouse, and it does pretty well. So, yeah.
Nice.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's been pretty much it for me, Witcher and COD. So.
Yeah, it's been funny all the time. I mean, you have all this free time, but you don't really.
No, you don't. And it's craziness.
Ask a busy man to get something done.
Well, I've been playing some Game of the Year titles. Yeah, are you ready for this?
Yeah, go for it.
So obviously we all played COD, which is great. One of my Game of the Year. And I think after playing that, I'm going to reorder my Game of the Year. I don't know whether you guys feel the same after playing that and maybe some more, I don't know, over the break. But I had Gears 5, I think, as number one. And I'm really going to change
it. I have it up now.
It's number 3 now, my Gears 5. It was... What's that?
That's just not your Game of the Year, no?
No! It's that alien. Oh, yeah. I just noticed. What's his name?
Bishop.
Anyway, I've played and completed Jedi Fallen Order, and this is my game of the year. I've changed it. I've
done really?
I've changed my list. Yeah. I got completely sucked into this story and loved the game. The story's ace. I just can't. I can't tell you enough how much I love this game. It was just amazing.
It's really
a bit janky.
It's funny. I mean, I hear people saying that, you know, yeah, it's a pretty good game, but it's not really anything to do with Star Wars. Star Wars isn't like this. All this sort of corridor shooting and that sort of stuff, you know. But things aside, it seems to be enjoyable. Pete, you're gone. You're there. You're back.
Yeah, I'm there.
Sorry, folks that are watching live. The internet's gone a bit squiffy for some folk.
Oh, there you go. No, I'm here. So I loved it. I thought it was ace. Mm-hmm. I thought the end was brilliant. The gameplay is just sick. Your skill tree obviously grows as you progress through the game, like many others, and you get all different types of special moves, and you can upgrade your lightsaber to be double-ended. You can perform some amazing moves with it. It's just brilliant. Hmm. I don't want to spoil what happens in the campaign. It's just eight. If you've not played this game yet, you've just got to give it a go. It's brilliant. Another game of the year for me was Nickelodeon Kart Races.
Game of the year?
No.
Really?
It's not, no. My son had this for Christmas, one of his Christmas gifts, and it's a little bit like Mario Kart, but obviously all the Nickelodeon characters, and they're all little cutesy ones.
It looks like a cheap reskin of a game from 10 years ago. Another kart racer reskin with Patrick and SpongeBob. And
Yeah, well, I've not seen that game, but This to me, it was just like Mario Kart, I suppose. It handled the same way. All the controls are exactly the same. You've got special moves and boosts and blah blah blah. You've just got all these cutesy characters, and we fired this up today at about 1:30, and we carried on playing it till about 5:00. My son loved it; thought it was ace.
And just probably lots of fun, as those sorts of games are. So I mean, I don't mean to be derogatory, but like Sonic Racing and all of those ones, there's been so many of them. But it's like a cash in by Nickelodeon to get that. But so what the hell? What the hell? It's a bit of fun.
Fun, yeah. It's a good laugh. And the other thing I've been playing is Crack for VR, which was poker, and man, I just can't get off this. It's wicked.
Really?
I've mentioned it three times on this. I really like it. I don't know. A lot more people are chatting on it now, so it's they're not so childish as well. The people that are going on it seem to get a bit more of a sensible crowd, and it's really good. I love it. I don't think I'll stop playing it.
So, in your VR headset, does it have a microphone built into it as well? When you
that's right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And this game's free as well on the Oculus Quest. I mean, obviously, you've got to pay £400 for the headset, which is a bit of an investment. But the one thing about the Oculus, what I found out over Christmas, because Mike was going to get one.
Uh-huh.
Kira's boyfriend, James, he was going to get one. And they were sold out everywhere, all the 64 Oculus Quests. So they've been a big hit, I think, over Christmas. They just couldn't find one anywhere. I think in the end, James has bought a grade A second-hand one from CEX. You just can't get them anywhere.
I'm just a bit cautious because, well, Joshua has the Oculus Rift 2, the PC version with all of the controls and hand bits and all the bits and pieces he has. And funny, I actually haven't been on it. And he's had it for probably a year. I had the Sony, the PlayStation one.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and it was fine. but I did get a bit nauseous with it. So that's why I'm cautious about spending 400 quid on one of these. But
I think I've been spoilt, really. I think it's just that the convenience of you can take it anywhere. Mm. And if you know, I've took this to work and just introduced people at work to it, and they're just, the one of the volunteers at work was just like, can I borrow it for a morning one day when I'm back? Can you bring it back into work? And it's like, yeah, it's just, they get it. I think this version is capturing a lot more people because it's, like I say, it's portable.
Yeah.
The games are slick. I've not played a bad game yet. Yeah. I think it's worth the investment.
Yeah, it's maybe worth it. Maybe take a punt on it. It sounds like fun. I actually love the idea of sitting with a VR. I wonder, does it work off 4G? I mean, could you sit in your car in a car park and play it?
Oh, I would imagine so. Yeah, I've never tried it, to be honest. I've never used my phone as a hotspot before. I don't know. I should give it a go, really, but I've only got a 3G phone, so I've not even got a great internet connection on my phone. I don't need 4G or 5G, Robin. I don't need it. I've got.
What century do you live in? You're a chin. You're a nerd. What do you mean?
I mean, I got an iPhone, but
it's the first one.
It's an iPhone 6. Picture of Shell on the front of it.
But surely that's 4G on that.
No. That the chip is a 3G contract. It's £15 for unlimited everything. So I've never changed it because the contract's really good.
Huh.
So I don't bother. I use Wi-Fi most of the time.
Yeah,
so
I suppose that's the way it goes, isn't it? Really.
Yeah. So I don't really bother. Not like you. I'm not like out on the road all the time. So you're pretty dependent on it.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, there's a few bits of chat going on in the chat. Nerd Allegiance, what games are you looking forward to this year? I promise you, when the crew gets back, Greg and Phil and all the guys are starting to come back again, because there's, and Mark, a lot of illness, we are going to do a decade show, Games of the Decade, and we'll touch on the games that we're really looking forward to this year. Cyberpunk interest me, The Last of Us 2, very much so, very much interesting. Looking forward to those, and we'll talk more about that in depth. We'll do a full rundown of the decade, because I think that's well worth doing, to see if Aliens Colonial Marines really is the best game of the last 10 years. We'll get that.
It is.
And Sarah is getting a new phone tomorrow. What you getting, Sarah? What you getting? What you getting? Are you getting iPhones? Are you getting Samsungs? Are you getting Huawei?
Those at the moment, aren't they? Huawei fans.
My son has had one now for about a year or so, and loves it. So, Anyway.
Right. So we've not got a quiz this week.
Nope.
It's going to be a nice quick show. There's a very vast amount of news to talk about, though.
Wow, really good news, but...
Yeah. Can we play a jingle for that?
Yeah, you can.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, so I don't know what people's opinions is on this, but Grand Theft Auto 5 is now going to be available on Game Pass.
It's actually, hearing this wants me to go back onto the game. So you play it? You've played this, I would assume, Pete, yes. Have you not played this, Kim?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's really good. I mean, I didn't like 4 because I just thought it was full of the guys from Pete's program in London. Just it felt a bit grubby, grotty. And they're a better class of criminal in this... No, that's odd. No, I just felt dreary. 4 felt dreary and dark and to me, underworld. Where 5 was just, it was funny. It was full of nasty joy. And the level of detail in it was so good. And they've just kept on adding and adding stuff. And I've dabbled when Mark and I have had some great fun in the racing component that's built into it and in the online multiplayer, which is just like the world again, and you build up your own town and whiz around with people. But I feel like going back to it, because there's so much multiplayer stuff to do, and now that it's available for everybody, again, most people probably own it. But
yeah,
I don't mean Greg has never been a fan. I don't think he's played this either because of four, because it felt a bit too gangsterish, or making light of that violence. But I don't think it was that bad. No. Yeah. So definitely, that's community stuff there. Wouldn't it be cool if they did the crossplay with the Grand Theft Auto 5 as well? That would be good.
It would, yeah.
That'd be interesting. Sarah and all you guys, I mean, Scott Stubby, have you played Grand Theft Auto 5? Have you all been there? I mean, would you go back to it again if it was free?
I think he played again. I think it will bring a lot of people back to the game. I just wonder if this is just a last effort to earn more money,
right?
On the extra content that you can buy. I don't know. They've earned tons of money, haven't they? On this,
and they
game.
Still do. Oh, yeah. They're still making lots from it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And that's it. But we've scanned through the news, Pete, didn't we? And there really isn't much this week at all.
Apparently Ed Sheeran's not going to star in The Witcher. That was another bit of hot news.
Wow, really?
Book said that that's not going to happen.
I think there was an announcement from that company that makes the statuettes for gaming. They're going to release some Cyberpunk 2077 ones. That's McFarlane, I think is what they're called. But that's not really, news. I don't know.
No.
The year's just starting. Again, back to butts tomorrow. So, it'll start happening then. Okay. There was some community stuff, Pete. And Matt, you need to contact us about the code. And if anyone has claimed that code, would you just let us know? Matt gave the code over Christmas time. And there was the final two digits for an Xbox code for £30. So if you claimed that code, or that code is still live, would you please let us know? We'd love to let Matt know, because we don't know if that's been done or not. And if it hasn't been claimed, we'll maybe have a word with Matt to see if we can make it a bit easier. And secondly, Matt had contacted us about possibly a meetup at one of the, what do you call them? The arcade clubs? There's one in Bristol now, isn't that right? Yeah? Or is it?
It was an arcade club, but it was a meetup anyway.
Yeah. So he's talking about a meetup over the summer. I'm not sure. We haven't talked about it as a group yet. I'm not sure, Matt. I think it's a great idea, but the summer can be hard for folk with school holidays and actual real family holidays and stuff like that. But we'll have a chat. But if people are interested in a meetup in England over the summertime, like an arcade club type thing, or get together and a drink and a beer and a Airbnb, I'm more than happy. I just don't need a reason. I just need an excuse. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, give me a shout and we can do a wee mini pre-EGX thing in this early summertime. So yeah, just let us know that. Yeah.
I think Mike might be conjuring something up as well from our stag do. So that might be something else.
All right. Okay. Will you get married now?
Yeah.
All right, take a drink, Kim, and do the new releases.
All right, hold on. Such a long list. All righty, we get over there to the new releases.
Yeah, just scroll through it there. Scroll through.
All righty, your new releases for January 5th through whatever. We have one January 16th, Yakuza, Like a Dragon. It will be out the 16th of January. Other than that, not a whole lot of anything. So, keep playing your pile of shame, because that's all there is.
Thank you very much. Love it.
That's it. Nothing. So if you're a big developer and you wanted a window to get people to spend their Christmas money,
that would have been
right now would be the window to do it. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Nothing big. So I'm sure there are little things there, but coming out, but nothing being talked about now.
No, but one thing that is thriving though is Victory Achieved.
Friggin' hell! Yeah, so we had the big wind-up of the last year. I still have to do the count-up. Again, that's a time thing. I must adjust the spreadsheet to do an auto-count for next year. So I'm going to do a nice little prize for the person who had the most victory achieved last year. And we pull out of the hat Gunslinger for finishing Strange Brigade. I think that prize has been sorted. If it hasn't, Gunslinger, come back to us and we'll get that sorted. But what victory achieved is, and if you're new to the podcast this week, what you do is when you finish a game to the credits running at the end, you take a little selfie with your credits in the background and your lovely smiling face, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. We just want you to finish your games. And you go in a random draw that we draw once every 3 months, and you win £15 or $20 on whatever you want. A Stadia voucher, a Nintendo voucher, a PlayStation voucher, a Xbox voucher, PC, whatever. And we'll get that sent off to you, and you can buy whatever you want with that. And we had Sarah won last year, and Dave 3-O-Matic, and Scott Stubby, and Gunslinger. Fantastic. And this week, the people that finished their games, and Hardly Dan has been still on his Call of Duty playthrough. He finished Call of Duty Advanced Warfare and Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Caliburn M eventually, after all these years and several systems and consoles, finished Portal 2. Our glorious leader, OC Murphy's Law. Greg finished Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Generally Jim, Dead Island Definitive Edition, definitely off his pile of shame. Well done to Colin All Cars, who finished Luigi's Mansion 3. I felt sorry for him just after posting it on Twitter. Somebody came out and said, well, now you can 100% it. I thought I could have slapped that guy. Legit Chinny, he finished Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Gunslinger X1983 finished Mechanica. I don't know what that is. Mechanica. And Colin also Cars, he finished Gris. Don't know what that is, but they love these games. Caliburn M, he finished 2064 Read Only Memories. My goodness. Steffi Business, or Steffi Cubs UK fans, he finished The Last of Us Remastered. Legit Chinny also finished Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And Scott Stubby in the chat finished Rage 2. Well done. That's a lot of good VAs this week. People had gaming time in their hand over Christmas. So for that, you get this.
You all have a victories achieved. Victories achieved. You have one. A victories achieved.
God help him. Bless him. He's nuts.
Not right.
Not right. He's not right in the head.
No.
It is a short show. It's like it's 10 o'clock nearly, so we've only been going for an hour.
Yeah, that's all right. That's okay. It's just that time of year.
We hope you've enjoyed the A-Team anyway tonight. So, we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, and youtube.com/OC podcast. And that's at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. You can find us on iTunes as well. You can catch the audio version if you wanted to. And we've also got Nicole's lovely voice to give us some information on how to get in touch with us.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Banana.
As you've noticed as well on the Victories Achieved, we've got a big community online. There's lots of people that want to be involved, and you can also, if you want to, catch us online. We're all from all over the world, and we play at different times. So just, you know, send us a message. We'll give you our gamer tags if need be. You can also join our WhatsApp groups if you're crazy enough to. Me and Bongo send our 6 o'clock messages from the bathroom, and then you'll get Greg 3 o'clock in the morning. There's a whole lot of fun. But yeah, if you want to join those, you know, we're talking all week. It's not just every Sunday. So just get in touch if you want to be part of that. Kim,
yes,
give us your shout outs and
alrighty,
who's in the chat?
Awesome. Alrighty, we got our shatters. They are Scott Stubby, Nerd Allegiance, Commander Root, and RCGC. So thanks for showing up and yakking with us. Shout out to the guy for the last hour who's been sending me party invites for Fortnite on the Xbox.
Not gonna happen.
Obviously, you don't know me because I don't play Fortnite. So, and much less, I don't know who you are. So, why would I want to be in a party with you? So, yeah. Other than that, shout out to you two. It's fun. Like it always is. Although I was surprised by the lack of fisting, but that's all right. So, anyway, everybody have a good week because I'm sure everybody's going back to work. At least to God, I hope my father's going back to work because I'm tired of being broke. And 2020, let's make it a good year.
2020.
And hopefully my webcam will work better in the future because it looks really Skypey at the moment. So
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. I mean, I think it
might be my webcam or it could be my internet. I think it's been getting a little funky lately. I think my router's about to die. So
yeah, well, I mean, I'm not usually my end, but by the way, yeah, we haven't dropped any frames in my end, so it must be somebody else's connection to it. Anyway,
thank God your end's not dropping any frames.
Yeah, you always like to get the fisting in. You like to squeeze some fisting in, Kim, don't you? I mean, it started with somebody else, but you like to just manage to, you know, get it poked in there. And,
well, you know, until somebody else says something funny, and then I can start slipping that in every once in a while. So now it's fisting.
Yeah,
so
you slip in the fisting. Yeah, get it all the way in every time. Yeah, it's always on your end. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am Robin Tate. I am at Bongo the Sane. I'm in Ballymena. I'm in Northern Ireland. I am a full-time dad. I have millions of kids, my own and foster kids. And if you ever wanted to talk about fostering or how do you get into that, please contact me at Bongo the Sane or send me a quick message and I'll send you my mobile number and you can have a chat with me. More than happy to do that. We've been doing it for a long time, so if you ever wanted to find out what that's all about, we can help you out there. So to our sick friends, Greg DeLacy, Mark Wright, Phil is the way to get that hair transplant because the last one didn't take. Richard Webster, Gary has this disease called Kidsportis? Is that what it is? Kidsportis. Like yes, Kidsportitis. That could be it. So, yeah. Gary, you're a great dad. And it's good fun to make fun of you. And Nicole, well, this year's going to be a cracking year. So, anyway, Pete, it's all Mark's fault. Take us home.
It is all Mark's fault. But yeah, I'm going to shout out you guys, the rest of the team, because everybody's been poorly, haven't they? They've had their little bout, but I'm sure you've all enjoyed your break. And yeah, it's going to be a shame to go back to work tomorrow for some, but some had to go last week, like us. I'm going to shout out Tom, who's Gunslinger X1983. Tom, just give me a question on Twitter about the Oculus, and it's nice now that we're starting to get a bit of Oculus love spreading amongst the community as well.
And that's what that is?
Sick of me going on about.
It was him to tell you, I got one! It was like freaking Ghostbusters.
Well, it's growing, this list of people now that have got Oculus Quest. So, you know, feel free to send me a message if you want to add me as a friend. I think I'm on the same handle on that one, the Legit Chinny. So, yeah, it'd be good to catch up with some of you and play table tennis or whatever. So a shout out to Tom. And that's pretty much it. Happy New Year, everyone. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoyed the show. And play that tune.
And if you haven't listened to the outtakes of last week's show, please do so. Bit of fun.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. see you same time next week.